It's the last hurrah for the Sydney fish market, with just hours left before Christmas to secure vital seafood supplies. Here's a taste of how it sounded among the crowds there yesterday.
We've got about 5 kilos of prawns, 7 dozen oysters, 2 lobsters, a lot of sashimi, and not much money left.
It's also just a few weeks before the market is set to move into its new premises, a swooping $700 million facility next door in Blackwattle Bay. The fish market has been open non-stop since 5 a.m. yesterday and is expected to sell about 350,000 kilograms of seafood before 5 p.m. today. Gus Dunoon is head of operations at the market. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I drove past near the fish market this morning and there was already a big line coming off the Anzac Bridge. How's it looking right now?
Look, what you saw has been like that. I think it had a crescendo last night at between 9 and midnight. I think it was some similar conditions. And certainly this is the pattern of patrons' numbers as we expect them. We already hit 100,000, which is what our estimates were about 5 o'clock this morning. So well on the road to breaking those records again with 12 hours, just under 12 hours remaining. And I'm standing here at the entrance to our arcade and the people are just streaming past me continuously.
And are people saying that they're coming because it's the last time they'll be able to come to those premises? Is that important to people?
Look, for some, that certainly is the case. There are those that have been here many times before, and to them, they do acknowledge that this is the last time they'll visit this site for 36-hour trade. But obviously, everyone's looking forward to what's ahead with the new building. As you rightly pointed out, we're literally weeks away from moving into that beautiful facility, this new addition to Sydney and iconic nature about it. I'm looking forward to it. I've been on the project for a few years now, so it's one of those things we're all excited about, and I think the general public are so. But certainly there are people here, first-time visitors, to the last time we're here.
And what's in season? What's popular this year?
Oh, look, it was interesting. I took note of some of the takeaway from yesterday. That is precisely it, and I was just speaking to some of the shop owners this morning. Definitely prawns and oysters is always on the top of everyone's list, and then usually from that, you mentioned the sashimi products, but things like your filleted fish, like the lings, snappers, even in whole form, kingfish, there isn't anything that people that will miss out on here. The benefit of having 6 retailers on site is you're going to get a cross section of all seafood that's available throughout the country is coming out of this site this morning.
But it's a big commitment, is it? Right now, how long do you think you have to wait just to access the car park?
Look, the hardest thing from what I've heard is just getting in. But once you're in the car park, and we've also got some parking at a facility no more than about 5 or 6 minutes walk at the secondary college, which happens to be on the other side of our new operation. So we're on one side, we're on the eastern side. On the western side, there's some additional parking. So people obviously they expect it will be busy traffic-wise, but once they get in, they're moving around quite freely. There isn't just a constant stream of people, but this is one of the peaks, and they certainly have not let us down.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Gus Dunoon, Head of Operations at the Sydney Fish Market, as the 36-hour seafood marathon comes into its final hours. Is there a bit of nostalgia there for you that this is the end of an era?
Personally, it most certainly is. I was here for the first 36 hours, about 30 years ago, and I'm here for its last. There's certainly a lot of nostalgia, a lot of memories. There were things that I'll miss a lot about this building when we move on. I think for most of the tenants on the site, they too have obviously their businesses have been built on this site. But we close one chapter when we move on and open a new one in the new building in weeks to come.
And it's been a difficult year for some regions, including the devastating toxic algal bloom in South Australia. How healthy is the national seafood industry right now?
Look, on a whole, it's still buoyant. We wouldn't have seen the volumes coming through certainly in the last week or so in our business. And the tenants, they've really geared up for this. They would have started planning for this 6, 7, 8 months ago. Yeah, sure, supplies hasn't been as bountiful as they would like, but certainly more than enough to cater for what people are looking. And they're coming through in a good stream at the moment.
Thank you so much. Good luck with the final hours and Merry Christmas when it comes. Do you get the day off tomorrow?
Yes, we're all looking forward to it. And thank you to your listeners for for your interest.